What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Thursday morning. Well, the Phils, we were hoping to go to bed last night and see the Phillies, you know, clinch a playoff spot. Instead, before we go to bed last night, we see the freaking Brewers clinch a playoff spot. What is that nonsense? All right, Phils lose the game, not a big deal. Hopefully they get it done today. Probably will. Magic number remains one. Eagles, obviously still trying to pick up the pieces from Monday night. And look, they got to be on to New Orleans. But we as a fan base are certainly still trying to pick up the pieces. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss it with Jason Kelsey when he joins us today at 7:30. Kelsey in studio for an hour. He'll be fielding your phone calls. You can hop aboard and join us today at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
What's going on, bud?
Pants were considered uncivilized in ancient Greece and Rome.
So what, do you got to wear shorts or...
like togas.
The issue was xenophobia against cultures that wore pants.
Okay.
Apparently, The Scythians and some of the other... the Persians were pant wearers. And so everyone was like, man, don't be wearing pants. That's not cool.
This is knowledge I did not know and may forget forever, but I may remember this one because I got to tell you something. Never did pull it out, but thought about during my Caesar reign last year and beat the hammer of coming out one day in a toga.
I went Caesar on his ass.
But I settled that down and said,
Can you imagine?
I thought about it, James.
If you had rolled up at like Borgata
well,
and it.
From the soundproof booth. My theory was I'll keep it back there. And when I emerge,
so
I emerge with a toga.
Honestly, that would be amazing, right? Yeah.
Because listen, Caesar can return. You poked a bear, and you know.
Why do you call that your Caesar greatness run, or whatever you called it? You had a name for that.
Well, there was two things going on at once. One was I had the Daenerys thing from Game of Thrones, where I asked people to bend the knee, and I didn't lose when I asked that for like 8 or 9 months. And I had the Caesar thing going on. I mean, it was a reign of dominance.
This thing in your own mind, where that actually had some bearing on the outcome.
It was also like the French Revolution. It was a reign of terror, minus the guillotines. All right, let's get to it here today. 215-592.
What a way to start the show.
What is wrong with your brain?
And by the way, Phils, what the hell? I mean, I'm all excited to see. I mean, I'm still wearing my Phillies hat today, but I'm all excited last night to see the Phillies make the playoffs. And then the Brewers make it? Are you kidding me? All right. So let's start Eagles, but obviously the Phils are on the table. Look, the Phils are about to take over the town in about a week and a half, but let's roll Eagles to start. So, you know, I was thinking yesterday, as I frequently do after Eagles games, when we react really strong positive or really strong negative, and this one had a really strong negative, you know, tone, and really two different things going on with the negative reaction this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. One was on the micro elements of the game. Did they screw up with the decisions they made and just, you know, an incredibly, you know, collapse big, you know, not collapse of a big lead, but a game you should have had and you lost it. That has been one part of the reaction. The other part of the reaction has been, I just don't think my football team's that good. All right. So I was thinking to myself yesterday, did we overreact? Did we, and I want to hear from you today at 215-592-9494, did we overreact to one loss? Now let
Can
me,
I change this to say, did Joe DeCambra overreact to one loss?
I'm
and
a big
the answer
part of it.
Is yes!
I'm a big part
he
of
did.
It. I mean, listen, so I'll say this. I'm a big part of those that reacted really strong. 77% of people in our poll yesterday said they think the Eagles are going to end up average.
Which was shocking.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
That is shocking. So let me just start with this element. To answer the question, did we overreact, or put another way, did the 77% of us overreact, of which I'm one of those people? My answer is, I don't think so, ..
Because
but,
you're an overreactor.
Hold on, .. but I acknowledge it's a real strong maybe.
Hmm.
I mean, guys, all right, so it is just one loss. I mean, just, we don't have to, Seltzer, no breaking news sounder for that, right?
No,
they're not one and six.
To.
It's one and one, right?
No.
All right, so it's.
I think some people might be combining last year and this year,
right,
and somehow they're
right.
two and seven,
that's
or one
right.
and seven,
yeah.
or whatever.
All right, so it's one loss, 9 underdogs 1 week 2. San Francisco, Dallas, and Detroit all looked outstanding week 1, throttling fools, and they all lost week 2. There is no way in God's green earth there is a formula to quantify the effect of the Eagles coming back from Brazil and how that may have impacted the game, even though they had extra time. I mean, it was a very never-before-seen circumstance of a team playing in Brazil and then having it in game week two. So did that play an effect? I don't know. Maybe. I also know Kirk Cousins is a pretty good quarterback. Now, you know, we were hoping he'd be limited because of that Achilles, as he had been week one. He did not appear limited week two. So it's not like you lost to a bum QB. This isn't a Joe Webb game. Okay, Kirk Cousins, pretty good player. So I also two final realities I'll say, and then to you on the phone lines and to John and everyone, 215-592-9494. We also know Saquon catches the ball. They're 2-0. We also know that if Vic Fangio doesn't go into an all-time prevent defense, there's a pretty good chance they're 2-0. John Ritchie and everyone at 215-592-9494. Those of us that reacted so strong,
didn't we? You say we also know that, well, we're 2-0 if this easily could have happened. Why don't you accept that fact? Why don't you remind yourself of that fact? It was one game. Why don't you remind yourself it was one game?
Can I answer that?
And yes.
Because even if they had won, I still would have been incredibly concerned, and I recognized that during the game and was prepared to say it on the show.
When AJ comes back, it will be different. And in the meantime, things are improving. The blitz pickup is better. Jalen.
That is better.
Is faster. Much faster.
Yeah, that was good.
Our run game can reign supreme if Saquon Barkley is properly utilized, and it looks like this team is going to properly utilize him. He's got 26 touches weeks one and two. That's a great step in the right direction. That will make everything easier.
It won't continue.
Thank you very much. I think it must, and I think Jalen will continue to look fast because that's what this team needs right now. While the defense adjusts,
well, that's right.
The offense needs to carry things. It didn't always do that, and that's part of why we lost. You said it yourself. 9 underdogs in week one, in week two, just came out supreme, like, week two was crazy. It started out with the Bills, you know, beating the Miami Dolphins, and it didn't stop. The Bucks beating the Lions that, like, decisively.
But I'll say this,
the
John,
Raiders,
the
Raiders coming the whole way across the country.
But a flip side of
beating the Ravens.
But a flip side of that can be early season football shows you that what you thought would be the case in a season isn't. Teams that you thought would be really good aren't. Teams that you thought would be bad aren't.
But are a really good team. You said yourself, A.J. Brown is the Eagles' best player. Now you're overreacting to the loss when he, our best player, couldn't play for the team on Monday. The Falcons over the Eagles does not make sense, but it happened. It is early in the season, and a big part of the reason why it happened is because we were off kilter and we didn't have our best player.
Well, listen, I hope you're right. I do have the concern that AJ, you know, could miss multiple games and maybe as much as a month. James, let me ask you a question. John just said, this is a quote, the Eagles are a very good team. Are they?
I don't know. is it the real answer?
No, I understand. Yeah, that's a reasonable answer.
I think they're a talented team, and I agree with John. I don't think we can answer whether they're a great team or not yet. And I think last season filters into this year for people.
I agree.
I don't think you can help it. But I do think, to John's points, 9 underdogs won last week. We were so impressed with them going to Brazil and beating what we thought was a really good Packers team, or potentially a good Packers team, and handling business in a tough spot to start a season. And then they came home, and the things we were worried about, Jalen's decision-making, the blitz coming back, all that stuff looks good.
Well, not Jalen's decision-making entirely.
The last play. But, otherwise, he was pretty good from a decision-making perspective. Look,
you're not gonna give him credit there.
I'm going to give him some.
Jalen was way better. Jalen was way better. And again,
they
won the game. If Saquon catches the ball, I think we are way overreacting to this.
They win the game if Saquon catches the ball.
Rhea, did we? And the we is you and me.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people. Did the collective we like that overreact?
100% no. That was an epic collapse, what happened in those last couple of minutes. So, because, you know, this is not a baseball season. There are only 17 of these.
True.
At the end of the season, the playoffs could come down to one or two games. You did not have your best player, and you had a chance to win this game, and you blew it.
So you
know, let me take you back a year, a little under a year, when we went to Kansas City, and what a horrible loss that was for the Chiefs in that game. Valdez-Scantling dropping the ball. They should have won at home. It didn't hurt the Chiefs ultimately. Like, it's regular, and that's even deeper in the regular season. Like, it was a horrible loss, but like, that doesn't mean that they're a disaster of a team because of one game.
The Chiefs have an elite quarterback.
We get a chance.
I'm just using it as an example to show that teams can lose games horribly and still not mean that they're a disaster of a team.
We're a better team than the Saints. We are going to play the Saints this week.
I don't know, John.
The Saints that everyone's blowing smoke up, you know where, they are ripe to be beaten by this team, by our team, the team that you say isn't good enough to do this. Like, this Eagles team has a great roster, regardless of what it looks like recently. I still believe our defensive secondary is incredibly talented, and our entire offense can take everyone to the woodshed.
Yeah, well,
that is the strengths we need to build things around while the defense gets things situated, and they can do that. The Saints are ripe for getting beaten, and I think you're going to be singing a different tune, whistling a different tune.
I hope so, John.
After we go and beat the Saints.
Well, I am fascinated. I really am, to hear how people react today, because I know this. On Monday morning, if we had done a show like, are the Eagles great? People would have been probably torn. But if we did a show, are the Eagles good? It would have been universal. Yeah, they're good. One loss, and a lot of people now think they're not good. And I'm one of them. Is that an overreaction or on point?
Just listen to what you just said.
But it was...
One loss, now people are saying they're not good.
But James, just so you know...
Just
so you know, James, I swear to God, right hand in the air, on a Bible if I had it in front of me, I'm not stating what I'm stating...
Because they lost.
Because of the loss or how they lost at the end, I thought they looked not good.
I get it. But to John's point, Yuka went insane. I think A.J. Brown is the Eagles' best player.
I know.
Not third best. Best player. And they play one game without him, and you're like, oh,
Everyone help me out here.